time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. But what's in the future? Well, hopefully we're going to get a clue or two as we welcome to the program Andrew Anderson, who is a psychic medium. Good evening, Andrew. How are you doing?
Having me. That was so true, what you said. That was a good segue also.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So let me ask you, is there, you have a psychic and a medium together. Is that, can you possibly have them separately? Can you have a psychic without a medium or a medium without a psychic? I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to be a smartass.
No, I know exactly what you're saying, John. I get asked this all the time, and people confuse one with the other sometimes. Because there's a lot of mediums, especially on TV. They read spirits and they talk to the dead, and that's pretty much what they do. But they're not necessarily a psychic.
Gotcha.
But somebody can be a psychic and not a medium, so it's rare to find a psychic medium,
gotcha.
Which is something right. that I've learned to do over the years.
Now, take me back to when this first you first realized that this was an ability of yours.
Well, it goes back to when I was a small boy, actually. But I would say that the transformational period for me was when I was in a coma about 15, 16 years ago. And I was in ICU for 36 days. And during that time, I actually got the chance to go to the other side. I believe God showed
me
the other side. It was the most amazing. And people listening can read the story on my website, but it was the most amazing experience. I got to see what happens to us. And, you know, you just can't go through something like that, John, and come back and look at life the same way.
I
saw my mom. I saw my mom, for one, and an aunt and some other people. It didn't feel like I was there very long, because I believe there's no concept of time on the other side.
Mm.
So, but it was still very profound and pretty amazing. There was actually nurses lining up to hear my story when I came out of the coma.
Wow.
At the hospital. So it was amazing. And
yes, that is an amazing story. To say the very least, that is an amazing story. When I first heard about having you on today, I was interested in finding out what you thought was going to happen during this year, because here we are getting ready to wrap up January, but, you know, we've got a long year in front of us, and I understand that that is part of your ability, so I'm just going to ask you, what do you see?
Well, there's a lot of different things that I see in all aspects of the world, actually, but as far as, you know, I do feel like the big questions about COVID, mm-hmm. probably, you know, I do feel COVID lingering for some time now, different variants coming. I do feel it weakening and going to get very weak. And I feel like it's going to be treated eventually as the seasonal flu, which, as you know, there's different variants of the flu every year as well.
Right.
I think ultimately that's what this is going to be. It's going to calm down around summer, and people are going to get back to a bit of normalcy, it feels like, with that. And I do feel like the treatments for COVID are going to be really advanced as well. You know, I do predict negative things and bad things, but not everything is bad.
Right. I don't want to hear the bad stuff.
Good. Well, because I'm also feeling like this is going to be a good year for Alzheimer's research. I see some big advancements, and I feel like they're taking some big steps forward, and there's going to be some sort of breakthrough.
Wow.
And I also feel that in the field of robotics, there's something coming that's going to be big as well. And I also feel this is a big year, John, for, I don't know if you're familiar with crypto and cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
I have a page on my website with my crypto picks and that I've had on there for some time. And, you know, I believe that it's going to be mainstream, and it's the wave of the future. And I think this year it's going to take giant leaps forward. And I think after the Super Bowl is going to see a significant gain with it. But this year in general is going to be big for crypto. There's going to be more and more people getting on board with it.
Crypto picks, I mean, I don't even understand what it is to begin with, let alone have enough knowledge to pick anything.
That's what my webpage is all about. It's to educate people on that, because a lot of people don't. And, you know, I don't claim to know everything about it. I make right. the picks that I have psychically, and the ones that I've picked, you can go back and see for yourself what has happened to those picks.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah. you know, it is very educational, though, what we try to do.
If you ask the question, the answer is on the website. It's not just speculative. Yes. You can actually see what happened to the cryptocurrency. I can't even say it. That
you
predicted. Hold on the line there, because we're going to come back in just a minute. We're in the future now. Yeah, with Andrew Anderson, who is a psychic medium, and we will continue with more from Andrew. Okay, sarong. 720 WGN. I'm John Landecker. We're with the psychic medium Andrew Anderson. Just thought I'd throw that little twist in there. Apparently, there was a time when the future was not ours to see. Maybe, but the future is yours to see. And I just want to get back to that cryptocurrency thing, because here we are in January, and you think it's going to be a big deal over the rest of the year. So everybody mark your calendars, because he was on the air saying so. So let's follow the crypto and see where we end up, excuse me, a year from now. And the proof will be in the pudding, so to speak. What is that website that you were referencing, by the way?
Oh, psychicmediumreading.org.
Well, that's pretty simple. Is that where people can, what's the term I'm looking for, book a session?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can book a session online. And, everything's pretty user-friendly, the website, so.
Well, in this age of COVID and distancing, your psychic readings, are they done virtually? I mean, are you FaceTiming with people or using, you know, some sort of face-to-face thing over the internet?
Well, no, I haven't stopped seeing people, actually. You know, with taking care and caution, of course.
Right.
But I do a lot of phone readings, too, from people all over the world.
Really?
I prefer that over the FaceTime thing.
You can actually read the person from their sound of the voice on the telephone.
Yeah, and usually I see their picture, or they show me a picture of them or someone they may have questions about. Yeah.
Could you do me, so to speak?
Yeah, so to speak.
I mean, like right now?
I can try to pick up some things. I do feel a father figure around you, a male energy. Is that your father who's passed?
A long time ago.
Oh, okay. And when I see spirit, though, just so you know, it's sort of like looking through pea soup.
Yeah.
I get symbols and things, and that's how I connect to them.
Right.
And I do pick up the father's been gone, and I feel a sense of pride. But it feels like he wishes he had told you how proud he was in life. Like there's some sort of, like he did, there was a bit of a disconnect between you two.
Yes, there was.
Because I'm seeing an apology, and he's showing me a tear symbol. And that says that he's proud of the man you became. I wish I told you that while you were alive. So you've never had a reading before from anyone?
Oh, maybe years and years and years and years ago, but I don't remember what this said. You know.
Yeah. That's it. I'm feeling glad. I'm saying that, John, because Dad's coming through as a way, like, he's been trying to. He wished he could have told you this sooner. He has been around you. He hasn't. I'm getting a uniform. Who's in the uniform? A military?
Who's in the uniform? Who's in the military? Hold on. Yeah. I'm scanning my brain, and I'm not coming up with something immediately. I don't know anyone. Well, I don't know anybody in the family that's in the military.
No, they passed.
They passed?
Yeah. What was your dad wasn't in the military?
Oh, no. He was a college professor, which is about as far from the military as one can get.
No, because, well, when I get a symbol of a uniform, it's like a grandfather or some other male. It's around you.
I don't know if this would be a uniform, but my grandpa Records, who was a farmer, wore the same clothes every day. He had khaki shirts, khaki pants, and brown shoes.
That actually does fit the bill. That does fit the bill.
You know,
the message, though, is pretty straightforward for me. I mean, to you, it's your dad was really, like, apologizing to you, but letting you know he's seen the man you became. Mm-hmm. And I still, have you written a book yet?
Yes, I have.
You're supposed to. Okay.
Well, I did.
There's another one?
So I checked another one?
What about the autobiography?
That's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I'm feeling.
What else am I supposed to write?
Well, I feel like you have another one in you. I don't know what book was about.
Me neither.
But I feel like there's something, maybe your life. You have an interesting life, I believe.
Well, it's pretty much all in that book. I mean, I don't know if anybody else, well, of course, no one else is feeling this because they're not me, but I get chills. I mean, if I, and I mean this with all due respect, if I believe it or I don't believe it, I still get chills. You know what I mean?
That's nice. I do know what you mean. That's a good thing.
And I'm getting them right now. And I'll tell you, my dad was a college professor. He was blind. He was an immigrant from Germany. He was not interested in rock and roll or anything of the kind, or sports, and I was. I didn't graduate from college. I dropped out of school in my senior year at Michigan State. And, of course, both my mother and father were college. My dad was a PhD. And I received my college degree about 4 or 5 years ago. And
oh, wow. How old are you?
Don't ask. And but at any rate, that was a moment that I certainly felt what you're talking about, that I wished my parents were still around so that they could see that dropping out of college and doing what I did and what followed actually turned out okay. Then I had a book.
Your dad is very proud.
Yeah, and I had a book in the college library. So I thought, you know, that's got to be worth
something.
I think
you did pretty well for yourself, John.
Yeah, but
your dad and mom are both acknowledging that.
No, but you hit the nail on the head with my dad. Yeah, I'm still a little creeped out. That's not the right word. I'm amazed, so to speak. Yeah. I mean, what do people normally ask you about? What's the most asked question you get from people who take readings from you?
Well, a lot of times it's about relationships.
Yeah.
I get a lot of that. And, you know, family member dysfunction. I've worked with the police on some high-profile cases like Stacey Peterson case and some other ones. I've worked in Tinley Park and Sleepy Hollow, some other places. But I deal with people that have lost loved ones through murder.
Yeah.
And trying to help locate and figure things out, because a lot of times in some of the cases that come to me, the police have dropped the ball with them, or the people that have murdered were just become a statistic. So I look for answers. I try to help them find answers and get some closure.
Do you have any control over this, or do these things just come at you in waves?
I try to control it. You know, things are a little different in person. They're a little, they're on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little easier.
Right.
But, you know, reading someone on the phone to me is special because, you know, a lot of people that the cynics and the critics out there and the skeptics all say that psychics, I guess a lot of psychics they believe, are reading tells on people's faces. Well, there's no tells on people's faces when you're on the phone.
True that.
So I believe that, you know, so that makes it a little more special to me, John, to make that connection.
I understand what you're saying. If someone wants to obtain your services, what should they do?
Just go to my website and send me an email.
Okay. And how long are these?
Psychicmediumreading.org.
How long are these sessions?
Well, I offer 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and an hour.
Wow.
I also have mentorship classes that I offer, too.
Mentorship?
Yeah. I help coach people spiritually and teach them how to grow and understand how spirit works and communicating with their guides as well.
Well, that must be very satisfying if you've decided to do this for a living, right?
I absolutely do, yeah. 7 days a week.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously you're supporting yourself. And I asked you earlier when you first felt that you had these inclinations. When did you decide that you could have this as a vocation, as a job?
Well, I was a contractor for a lot of years, which is a very stressful business, and I wanted out of that, and I knew I had this gift. And over the years, the last 20 years, maybe less or so, I've just slowly and gradually evolved out of that and into this, and to where I'm able to do this full time now.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I work with some pretty famous people. I won't drop any names.
No,
but,
don't. Right.
Yeah, because anonymity is very important to a lot of people that come to me.
Yeah, I would think so. I did.
But people would be surprised at the people that would use someone like me.
Yeah, I believe you. We're talking to Andrew Anderson, a psychic medium. Yeah, you can check out his website. Thank you so much for being with us. I've got to go get a cup of coffee or something so I can settle my psyche down.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Have a very good night. Stay safe.
Whoa. Okay, you too.
Thanks. Yikes. That is, as I said, with all due respect, I say, even if you don't believe it or you do believe it, if somebody tells you to your face that kind of information, I think it's going to send a chill down your spine.